Hi, this is Jen Hilton with Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. And this is just a pre-show note that today we are talking about Roe v. Wade and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, how it's going to affect you as an employer. We do use some of the terminology that young audiences may not understand, children that might be in the car. So if this is something that you feel is too sensitive of a topic for your little ones in the car, I do suggest that you listen to this later on when those little ears are not listening. So I just wanted to give fair warning before you listen to this episode that we do use some terms that you may not feel suitable for your children. So I totally understand if you need to change the channel or turn this off, but please do come back at a better time for you and come back and listen, because there's some good information, very helpful tips for you as an employer when it comes to Roe v. Wade. Hey folks, this is Jen Hilton and welcome to this podcast episode of Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy, because recruiting and hiring doesn't have to be hard. That's pretty much the gist of it. This is for anyone that has ever recruited, that needs to recruit, that needs employees. This is a podcast where we break things down, make it super simple, take away all things that are unnecessary, and just break it down into what it needs to be. So today, we are covering another controversial issue. Before a couple episodes back, we talked about COVID. We talked about, what else did we talk about? Salary. We talked about a couple awkward situations and awkward conversations that might come up in recruiting or with your employees in general. And today is no exception, because this one's super awkward. But you know, if anybody has ever worked with me or knows me in a personal manner, professional manner, I take the bull by the horns. I don't try to hide things. This particular topic, I kind of wanted to brush over, but I thought, you know what? This is really important to cover for employers. And that topic, my friends, is Roe v. Wade. Now, before we get too much into the overturning of Roe v. Wade, let me just make a couple things clear on what this episode is going to entail. Okay. First of all, I am not an employment lawyer. I am not an attorney. I don't even know the difference between the two, if I'm being completely honest. And I don't play one on TV. So we are just talking about facts and what happened with Roe v. Wade, so we have a better understanding of the situation we're in as employers, and then what we can do to better equip ourselves for any kind of candidates that might ask questions or employees. Okay, so we're not going to be talking about any kind of personal feelings towards it. You're not going to know whether I'm pro-choice, pro-life. This is not about the issue emotionally. This is just seeing the law, what happened, and how we move forward on that. All right, so now that we have all of the technicalities out of the way, knowing that I am not a lawyer of any kind and not good at interpreting laws or able to give any kind of legal advice, let's go on and get into it. So let's talk about this overview of the Roe v. Wade overturning. So what happened is it came out in an over 200 page document. And I think I got through about 20 pages of it and understood little tiny bits of it. It's a pretty dense kind of a document, but it's a really long read, but it's out there for anyone to see if you want to. But the gist of it is that the Supreme Court is no longer going to view abortion as a constitutional matter. So they are going to give back the power to the states to decide whether or not they're going to allow for abortions at any phase, and just putting it back to the states, saying, hey, you know, it's not constitutional. We, the Supreme Court, shouldn't have, you know, any kind of these cases. So going to be brought back to the state. Now, there is some sort of a 30-day almost grace period to allow for states to decide whether or not they're going to make abortions legal or not legal in their state. And I'm guessing with that, it's going to have a lot of exceptions and, you know, all that good stuff, because laws usually do. This has a lot of information with it. So that will come out here state by state as they get them drafted and approved and all that good stuff. But so far, there are 13 states that have made abortions illegal and 3 that have made it legal. And again, this is very broad information. So I'm sure that there's a lot of details to all these laws and a lot of information. But just to get a quick understanding, it's just very broad again, but it's just an overview. So just to kind of give you an idea of what exactly is going on, that's the quick 2.5 minute overview of what's happened. So let's go into real quick some information that I found. I've done some research and found some really good articles, and I'll share the links in my show notes on to where to find them. But the first one talks about employee rights, just so that you can understand the employee side of you. And then we're going to talk another one, another Forbes article that actually goes into more details about you as the employer. So I found this really great article. I did some research because again, I mean, it's a very complex issue. It's very emotionally driven. There's a lot of information. And because I'm not a lawyer, it's hard for me just to understand, okay, well, you know, this is it. But I wanted to make sure we talked about this, because as employers, we need to understand what is going on and how this is going to affect us. So as far as employees go, there was a really great article written in Forbes, and it's about the employee rights when it comes to abortions. So Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is a very, very broad law that covers a lot of different issues, including employers' coverage for abortions in healthcare plans. Now, it does say that employers can cover abortions, but does not require them to be covered under healthcare plan unless they are medically necessary. So we'll see how this all plays out in days to come when we get more information. But for right now, that's how it's written. And one thing I found really interesting, and this is a direct quote from the Forbes article that I read, and again, the link's going to be in the show notes so you can get more information. But it stated that where the employee works, not where the employer is based, decides which state laws apply. So that was really interesting to me, because a lot of employment laws usually cover where an employer is based. But right now, this is kind of saying the reverse thing, that it's this particular situation is covered where the employee works. So let's say you have a business based out of California. Now, California has come out and said, no, we're going to make abortions legal. Okay. But you have employees in Texas where abortions are not legal. So the laws that would affect the employee would be the ones where they work in, which would be Texas in this situation. So that would mean that abortions are illegal. So it doesn't matter where the employer is based. It's where the employee works, which state that they work in. So again, thought that was really interesting. It's good to get an understanding of more employee based things, because as employers, we need to understand, maybe some of the concerns or some of the intricacies of our employees and some of the concerns that might come up. So, this was written by an employment lawyer, and it was really, really informative to me. So again, I'll have the link up in the show notes, and you'll be able to read the full article if you want to click on that link. And now let's go ahead and shift gears over to you as the employer. So there's a lot of information that is still very vague and very just not figured out right now. There's a lot of chaos as far as what an employer needs to do and what kind of stance they're going to take, what they're going to pay for, what kind of benefits are going to look like. But here are just a few things you can look at while everything's kind of up in the air now that this ruling has been overturned. So this one is another Forbes article that breaks down the things that employers should consider when it comes to this ruling. So we're going to list out just a few things. And again, links are going to be in the show notes. So if you want to read the full article, there are some things I don't cover in here, but you can see the article for yourself. This was just really, Forbes was one of the better outlets that provided this kind of information. A lot of other things that I read were very opinion-based and just more, not as informational. So the Forbes did a really good job covering these things. And I think you just heard my dog, Bella. So there you go. She likes to break tension. So anyway, again, very difficult subject, but we're going to cover it. We're talking about it objectively and just talk about it as an employer. A lot of employers, especially if you're listening right now, you might be thinking, okay, why am I concerned about this? This is not something that affects me. But if you offer health insurance of any kind, this does affect you. If you have employees that could possibly have differing opinions in you, if they're pro-choice or pro-life, that's going to be an issue for you. So we just need to get this out in the open. This is not to start debates. This podcast was not meant to make you freak out or make you scared of the subject. In fact, it's supposed to open up your eyes to it, just to know some basic information, very objective information about the topic, because it does get so emotionally charged. So as a leader of your business, of your department, of anything in a business, you should have the confidence. You should have enough confidence to know your benefits package and to be able to handle questions about this topic with employees and candidates. Because I know this sounds weird, but you're going to have candidates flat out ask you what your benefits package includes. And some of them will be bold enough and say, do you cover abortions? What do you do with abortions? They're going to ask you that. Employees are really wanting to know this. Candidates are, which could be future employees. Employees are also going to ask you, well, how does this affect us? What's going to happen? So instead of saying, oh, I don't know, or, you know, having that awkward, like, oh, look at the time, or I've got to get to a meeting kind of reaction to this, we can say honestly and confidently, hey, here is what has happened. Here's what is happening. And, you know, we're still waiting for more details. There's nothing wrong with not knowing, but when you're just kind of putting your head in the sand or you're trying to avoid a topic that really, as an employee, I've seen that many times, and it's very much of a turnoff for an employee when a leader can't approach topics. And so, this one in particular, very, very touchy, very, very sensitive. So we want to make sure we handle it as objectively as possible. So, with that, let's go ahead and cover, the Forbes article I was talking about. Again, link is in the show notes. But these are the things that an employer should consider when it comes to this ruling, okay? If you have attendance and paternal leave policies, you might want to look at those to see what all they cover. If you have any control over that, or if you need to adjust it somehow, this is a good time to reevaluate. Potential healthcare cost increase, depending on whether or not abortions are covered or not, in non-medically necessary situations. It could affect your healthcare costs, your healthcare policy costs. So you might want to look into that. Talk to your healthcare insurance provider and find out from them. They may not know a lot of information right now, but just being able to reach out and just say, hey, we have we're working on this. We're trying to find out as many answers as possible. That's much more respectable than just saying, oh, I don't know. We're just waiting to see how this all plays out. We don't know. We have no idea. So it's just good to kind of get proactive about it instead of reactive. Even though laws are definitely going to change things state by state, it's still a good idea to get ahead of it. So you want to look at your attendance and paternal leave policies. You also want to look at any potential healthcare costs, increases for the policy that you have for your employees, as well as your business. Short-term disability benefits, those could change as well. Again, we won't really know until final rulings come out, but that could be a possibility. If you have an employee assistance program where you offer things like telecounseling or people that are counselors to your employees, if you've got legal advice that you make available for your employees, talk with your employee assistance program provider and find out how this might affect your benefits that you offer to employees, or if it's an additional package, how they're kind of seeing how that works out. Bereavement policies for miscarriages. Now, this one, I'll be honest, I didn't think of this one. A lot of these I thought, okay, yeah, of course. But this one kind of stopped me in my tracks. Because this one, you know, it might change depending on your state. So, bereavement policies for miscarriages, and also too, you know, something that's been up for debate for a while now since COVID, working from home and being in the office requirements for employees, that could change things because there could be some employees that are very, very passionate about pro-choice that currently live in a pro-life state and decide to move out of state to go and be in that pro-choice state, or vice versa. I mean, they could be pro-life and live in a pro-choice state, so they decide to go move states just so that they're in a pro-choice state. So we need to kind of see how people are reacting to it, to see if there's any accommodations we can provide for them, if they can work from home, if it has to be a face-to-face in-person job, or can it be something work from home, and maybe change those in-office requirements for employees that decide to move for this reason. Background checks for candidates. So we're going to have states that consider abortions illegal. So if people are found out where they are now, you know, looking, they're seeking for an abortion, they're going past state lines for an abortion, that's going to be illegal. And so are you going to consider that when you do candidate searches and when you do background checks? That's going to be a new violation, a new type of violation for candidates. So something else to consider. And legal assistance, we covered that in the EAP or the Employee Assistance Program. But sometimes those program packages will offer different kind of legal advice or legal help with people. So you want to see if that is going to change if you offer any kind of legal assistance to an employee as part of their benefits. So bottom line is we don't have a lot of answers yet. We just know that things are working through the pipeline now. So, you know, we don't have anything written in stone for the most part for most of the U.S., but it is wise just to see, to take a look at your current policies and your current benefits that you offer employees to see what could possibly change or be affected by this overruling of Roe v. Wade. And that, folks, is the wrap-up of this episode of Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. Now, this was a very, very deep topic. We didn't cover a lot. We just did a quick overview, and it was just something to get you thinking about how things can change over the next few months, over the next few years, as state laws come out, and things that could affect your business as far as benefits go. and what you can even afford. So based on state law. So there's a lot to really consider. Employees are going to have questions. Candidates are going to have questions. And it's just, you know, like I said earlier, it's just wise to be able to answer them as honestly and with as most information as possible, instead of giving employees a runaround or trying to avoid the topic. It's not something that everyone wants to talk about freely. I'll be honest, this is not a topic that I wanted to cover. But because of business and because of business owners and for my passion for business owners and management in such a way that they, you know, they are the backbone of the company. It's important for us to know what is going on, how laws are affecting us, and what we can kind of expect next. That way it doesn't just sideswipe us and we're not just reactive trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces. At least we can get prepared for any, not really necessarily anything to come, but we can know what we have right now. That way, when we have definitive answers, when we have finalized laws, we can say, okay, this is going to be a lot easier now. We're going to react this way. We're going to have these benefits. We're not going to have these benefits, whatever the case may be. So that's pretty much it for this episode. Like I said, it's a very emotionally charged topic, and everyone on both sides feel very passionately about this topic. And so it's not an easy subject to cover, but it is something necessary to do. So that is a wrap for this episode. Make sure you check out show notes for the links to the Forbes articles that I was talking about. I'll also put in the link for the final opinions from the Supreme Court if you want to read a legal document over 200 pages long and you enjoy that. That's totally up to you. No judgment here. I have done the same thing before, just because I wanted to know. So let's see. Oh, I've got some stuff coming up and I want you to know about it. I am on teachable.com. So I hope you will come over and join me. I am finishing up my very first virtual course of Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. And I can't tell you how excited I am for that. We are getting it recorded. We're going to have it edited probably up within the next week or two of this podcast. Podcast recording and airing. So, we should have it up. I will, definitely let you all know if you're interested in signing up for any kind of notifications as far as when the courses are available, what courses are available, all that good stuff. I would suggest that you go to, my website, which I will post in the show notes as well. And go and just sign up and just say, yeah, just include me. Let me know. Keep me updated on your courses. It's going to be real great. Still setting up the website on Teachable. So if you go there and you see some random pictures, that is, probably not my picture. It's just a template, but I am going to work on that here in the next few days. So hopefully it'll be more cleaned up, but very, very excited. I've got some great things planned for Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. So stay tuned for all that. Want to make sure you get to know all of the firsthand knowledge as it comes out. Also, make sure you subscribe to Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. Would appreciate it. You can turn on your notifications and you'll be able to know when I have new episodes coming out. Hopefully, I'm getting some guests on pretty soon and gonna tackle some topics that really will help you out as employers while you're recruiting and hiring. And I think that's about it for now. Go out and be a hiring hero, the one that you were meant to be.